and hearing and hearing by the word of God. We shall be taught faith tonight, and our life will be the better. People are coming from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. They're coming to Word of Life to be healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a hand of praise on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you on this night, for you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your holy name on tonight, God. Oh, as we stand, let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you on tonight, God, that you brought us back to this place at this time, God. And we just want to give you glory and honor. Lord, as the word go forth, God, open the hearts and the eyes and the ears, God, that they might receive this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Oh, we want to give honor to our absent pastor. Come on, give him a hand. A great man of God. Hallelujah. And we thank for our First Lady, Mother Taylor. A prayer warrior, she is a fireball. And we just want to give honor to them, for they are number one in this house. And we love you, Mother Taylor. I want you to know that. And tonight, let's get to our lesson. I just feel so full tonight, because God has just been so good. And I've just been feeling the anointing of God in this house. As the prayers go up on Sundays and Wednesdays, and as we pray, and on Mondays, God is just really doing some stuff up in here. He is really moving by his power. He's moving by his spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to continue our lesson that Pastor been teaching. We're just going to innovate on things that he's already been teaching. It's nothing new. It's the word. Hallelujah. And our topic tonight is living life to the max. And the purpose of this lesson is to encourage the people of God that we can walk in the blessings and the favor of the Lord in fullness. In the fullness. How many feel? I mean, I have been confessing the blessing is on me. I mean, I have been doing it at the shop. The blessing is on me. And every time I say the blessing is on me, I feel the anointing of God. The fire just shoots up in my spirit. And I just thank God for the anointing. And I thank him for his blessing that's on us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I got a definition for blessing. It is, blessing is defined as a supernatural spiritual empowerment and an enablement of the anointing and favor that's on our lives. Now, isn't that good news? The blessing and favor that's on our lives. As we walk day by day, people will see the favor and the blessings upon our lives. And on tonight, I want to define another word, favor. It's like friendly or kind, goodwill, liking, to do a kindness for. But I like this. I like the way the people of God define favor. I like the favor of God because it causes people to go out of their way to bless us. They go out of their way and they don't even know why they're blessing us. Because the favor and the blessings of God is upon us. And I just praise God for that. And tonight, I'm going to give some points on how we can experience God's blessing and favor and influence in our lives by walking in obedience. I pulled that out of one of Pastor's messages. She was teaching on obedience. And I was listening to his tape the other day, and he said, obedience is just submitting. All you got to do is submit. And you know, the other day when he was talking about honoring, and that honoring means submit and obey. So as we obey the word of God and obey the man and woman in this house, the blessings can't do but fall on us. His favor. And I connected the favor and the blessings together because they work hand to hand. And the points that I have on tonight is a fact about obedience. Number one is obedience is doing anything God commands you to do, regardless of the cost. Isn't that something? Doing everything that God commands us to do, regardless of the cost. And as I was reading, as I was thinking over, I was like, Lord, now I know it's people in the Bible that we know that walked in obedience with God. I mean, they had some tests that they had to go through. And my thought was Jesus. He's number one. And everybody know that. But I pulled out Abraham. Because everybody can, we can relate with Jesus, but I pulled out Abraham because God gave him some tests that was very hard, but he had to obey. And go to Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you have it, say amen. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Hallelujah. It was by faith Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave his home. And I just want to know how many of us, if God would put a great test upon us, would we obey it? Would we leave our little sisters and our brothers, or even our child, not saying leave the house, but leave them for a point to do God's will, to be obedient to God's will? Would we just leave them for a little while, maybe a week or two? Will you leave them to work for God? But Abraham had to leave his whole family to obey what God called him to do. He left his land and God would give him, after he left his land, God gave him his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. Will you go somewhere out here and God say, look, I'm calling you over there to the north side? Well, Lord, I've never been on the north side. I don't know what's happening over there. But in the north side, you see prostitutes, you see drug addicts, you see homeless people laying all over the street. I've lived in New York and I've seen all this. And you see them in the Holy Spirit unction in your belly. Now, this is an obedient test. He unction to you and say, look, I want you to go over there and I want you to hug this lady. Here she is. Her sin is not pleasurable to you, but she's laying there maybe in vomit or anything. She's laying there, but the Holy Spirit said, go and hug her and tell her, I love her. Will we do that? That's a test of obedience. And I was thinking about, when I was reading about Abraham, I have some more on him, but I was thinking about the man of God that sits in this house, how from Piney Green Road, he heard the Holy Spirit said, we got to move out of this little church because I'm going to fill the house. But he had to take a faith and an obedient walk. As he went on, you know, we begin to shout, 900 Belfort Road. Who remember that? We were shouting to the walls, 900 Belfort Road. But we was obedient to our pastor. We, as the body of Christ that was there, we obeyed pastor. When he told us to confess and shout, 900 Belfort Road, we did it. 900 Belfort Road. And I remember driving by sometime, I see this land, nothing here, passed under the big tree with his little rock on his side, with his little layout plan for the church, praying. And I passed by and toot at him, boop, boop. And then, you know, one day I was going by, I said, Lord, let me go here and ask Pastor, do he want something to eat or something? You know, because he was there every day, night and day. Mother Taylor, no, that's his backbone. She prayed for him. I didn't never see her out there, but she was praying for me. And I stopped by and I gave him something to eat. Now, Pastor don't eat that kind of food no more. What I bought for him at Piggly Wiggly. Now, if I would bring a plate like that, he'd be like, no, thank you. But what I'm saying is we have all those heroes in the Bible, in Hebrews, that walk by faith and obey God, but we have a hero here. Now, nobody cannot respect the man of God and know that he is the call of God, and he walked by faith and not by sight. And if you can't see that, and he teaches the word of truth. What kind of pastor do you want? Do you want a pastor that's standing in this pulpit preaching contrary to the word? But he speaks the truth. Whatever he tells you, you best to believe it's the truth. And if he give you a word from God, it shall come to pass. And we know he's been teaching on the blessings and stuff, and we have seen, I have seen personally, I have seen the blessings of the Lord come and take them over. I'm sitting here day after day after day, I mean Sunday, Wednesday after Sunday, whatever service we have, and I seen my pastor grow in the word, and I seen that shifting of the anointing of God on his life. And I can sit here all night and talk about Abraham, what he did, but we have a live person that we can see the blessings and the favor of God upon their lives. And I just give glory and honor to my pastors, let everybody know that we are in here tonight, that we are submitting ourselves and being obedient to a true man and woman of God. I can't talk about one and not the other, because they are one. Because if it haven't been for her praying and undergirding him and praying for his strength in the Lord, he probably wouldn't be here today. But because of her, he's staying before us Sunday, Wednesday, and all the days he do. And he's teaching us, because he wants us to come up. He wants us to come to the level where he's in. And I just thank God for the obedience that's upon his life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And getting back to Abraham in Genesis 20, this 22nd chapter. I won't read it all, but I'm going to read a little bit of it. But it's talking about the test that he had. He went through a test because God required him to sacrifice somebody that was dear to him. And everybody know the story. It was his son. God required him. He spoke it to him, and he was right obedient. He didn't say, no, I won't do it. He called him to go. He said, come. Let me read it. Let me just read it. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, behold, here I am. How many of us, when God call our name, Tammy, would I say, here I am? Or would I just lay in that bed and just be knocked out sleep? Come on, be honest now. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him therefore a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I would tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. I want to skip down. Okay. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. He didn't even tell them what he was doing, but he just told them abide there, because he knew he was coming back, because he had faith in God. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide. That's strong faith. Himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son. Now, how many will us take our only beloved sweet little baby because we heard a voice, not knowing who it was? He didn't know who that was. All he know that he heard that voice that told him to go, to do. But yet we stand here today with the Holy Spirit down on the inside of us. And yet when he tell us to do a little thing, and I'm guilty. I'm guilty in some things, but I'm getting better. When the Holy Spirit would speak a little small thing. No, that ain't the Holy Spirit. Oh, that's just me. That's just my mind talking to me. That can't be God telling me to do this. But here he is. He took his only begotten son, his son that he loved, that God promised, his promised son, Isaac. And he was going to lay him on the altar and was getting ready to do that sacrifice unto God. Because God seen his obedience. He's seen him obeying a voice that he didn't even know, but he obeyed it, and he laid his son there. But God came in because of his faithfulness. This is what he said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to come on down. Okay. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horn. That was the sacrifice that God had for the whole time, but he was testing his obedience, and he passed the test. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, which is our provider. As it is said today, this day, in the mouth of the Lord, it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thou seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is upon the sea shore, and thou seed shall possess the gates of thy enemy, his enemies. And to say all that is just saying that how God began to multiply Abraham, how God began to bless him and bless his seed. And now we stand today as Abraham's seed with the blessing, with the favor of God upon our lives. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a hand of praise off that. Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus. And the second one I have is your obedience guarantees that God will always respond in blessings and favor to your requests. And I looked at the scripture, 1 John 5:14-15. Let's go to that right fast. Well, I typed it out. And it reads, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. So anything we ask of God, anything, we ask God, God, I want your blessing on me today. I want your favor on me today. And he said, all we have to do is ask, and he'll give it to us. Whatever that thing in your heart that you desire, because of the blessing that's upon you, you shall receive it. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next one. Thank you, Jesus. Your obedience is rewarded with supernatural protection. And I went to Malachi on this, 3:8-10. And you can turn to it, but I already have it here. It says, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. That's what the Lord is saying. Will you rob me? He already know you robbed him. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with the curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 10 says, bring ye, the Bible tells us that bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. And we obey the Bible, the word of God. We got to obey what the word says. For us to be obedient and to have the blessings and have the favor of God upon our lives, we have to be obedient in everything that God says. And he said, will a man rob God? He said, we will, with our tithes and our offerings. But let me read on and tell you what tithes and offerings will do for you. Let's go back to verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. This is the house of God. We're supposed to bring tithes and offerings in here. Because what we're doing, we are pouring into the kingdom of God. When we bring the tithes and the offering, which is the meat, we're bringing money to finance the kingdom of God. We're bringing money to build the kingdom of God. We're bringing money that we can have money to go out and bring in the lost souls, that we can help them. When we're in need in the house of God, the money helps us. We're not just here. I say, pastor is not here because everybody look at pastor. Because he the pastor, they feel like he got all the money, he want the money. That's not true. I'm just a member. I'm just a person. And I know and understand the word of God is saying, bring ye all the tithes. If you want to be obedient and you want the blessings of the Lord on your life, you must give. You must bring them tithes in this house. And you got to come with a cheerful heart like Brother Ed was talking about in 2 Corinthians. Hey, we got to come with a cheerful heart. We got to come not grudgingly. I ain't bringing no money today. I need my money. Okay, you're going to be cursed. If you don't bring, you might be doing good now. Because I look at people out in the world all the time. They doing good. And I don't want to be doubtful, but I'm like, Lord, you know I've been giving my tithes and my offering. And look at what they got. I'm not envious. Because in due time, I will have what I say. I will have everything that I confess and that I say. Hallelujah. So getting back to the tithes again. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. So all the Lord is saying is to bring them tithes in. He said he's going to pour out that window. That window is going to be open. And he said he's going to pour out blessings. And there shall not be room enough to receive it. And what gets me in this in verse 11, when the enemy comes in like a flood. Oh, when that devil in John 10:10, it says, he come to steal and kill and destroy. But when he tried to come in, because I'm a tither, because the blessing is on me, because the favor is on me, and I know what I know the word of God. He said, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. He's going to rebuke the devourer for my sake, for your sake. And he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. All the monies that we make and we bring in this house, the devil cannot destroy it. He will not be able to take from us. Because, you know, as it go, if you don't give your tithes and your offering, after a while, I mean, you doing good, everything doing great. But as you walking, seem like this is happening. This breakdown. That breakdown. The bill collectors start calling you. Different things begin to happen in your household because you don't give your tithes. But God said he will rebuke the very devourer for our name's sake. And the devil can't come in, that devourer can't come in and pinch off this and pinch off that and pinch off that, but because God will give us the overflow. He will give us everything that we need. And I just admonish you on tonight, if you are not being faithful in your tithes, get faithful. Get faithful tonight. Go back and pay your back pay in the name of Jesus. Because let me tell you this story. When I was a little girl, I was taught this. And yeah, I worked in a tobacco patch, and I had a good time working in that tobacco patch. But I tell you what, on Saturdays when I got my check, I made $171 every week. I took out my 10%, I gave an offering, and I blessed my pastor. As a little girl, I was trained to do that. And then when I didn't have a job, there was a time in my life that, you know, when you're married and you're having kids, you don't work. I wasn't working. And when I finally found a church, I was like, I felt so bad because I couldn't give tithes and offering. I was like, Lord, you're going to have to bless me with a job. I didn't like staying home babysitting no way, even though they were my own. I like working. And I gave my, when I God blessed me with a job, I gave my tithes and my offering. Let me go to this one last scripture before I end. Malachi 2:2. Connect this with Malachi 3. It says, if ye will not hear, you God robbers, if you will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. And I will curse your blessing. I don't want my blessing cursed. Yea, I have cursed them already because ye do not lay it to heart. You don't lay it to heart. You don't take in your heart to be a giver, to give. I mean, when I was reading this, I was like, Lord, I am obedient. You know, some things in our lives that we don't, you know, we're lacking in. You might as well confess and tell the truth because you know you don't obey everything. The truth is the light. Shine the light on it. Because ever since I've been here and pastor been teaching that word, lights has been opening. Change has been taking place in my life. because I'm sitting there, and I mean, as he teaches the word, I'm like, oh my God, I did never seen it like that. He has been putting light on the word. So when we get light, what we got to do? Change. And I have been changing. I'm like, Lord, why has it took me so long, Lord, to get this? Why have it took me so long? Because the anointing that's on our pastor, as he teach that word, it comes like a two-edged sword. Devouring, tearing up every little thing that's not like God. I said, get it out of me, Lord. Get it out of me. I want to get straight. I want to be right for you. I want to live that holy and that obedience life before God. I am so tired of not being where God want me to be this day. So behind. But I declare today that I'm caught up. My life has speeded up. I speed it up to where God want me. And I make a declaration on tonight that I am what God says that I am. I can do what God says I can do. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ. Through Christ. And I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And I walk by faith and not by sight, because the blessing is on me. 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 And I give God glory on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight for all that you already done, God. We acknowledge your hand, God. We acknowledge what you already done for us, God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you because yet the good things is yet to come. And we praise you for every good thing, Father. And we bless you, Lord God. And Isaiah 1:19 say, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. So we got to know that we got to obey God in every area of our lives. We got to do it with a sincere heart. We just don't obey God because I want this, Lord. No, you got to be real in your heart. That heart got to be real, got to be true. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you on tonight. And we bless you. And this is all I have for you.
Wow. Y'all come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.